Somebody who takes that hot bread from the oven, and while the bread is still hot, he puts it on top of a jar that contains wine of truma. Rabbi Meir holds that the bread is forbidden to a non-Kohen. And even though the bread does not get any taste from the wine, it was simply put on top of the jar, not inside the jar, but it did absorb the smell of the wine. The bread has some smell from the wine of truma. And according to Rabbi Meir, Reicha Milsihi, smell is significant. And according to Rabbi Meir, if you have something that's chulin, that has smell from the truma, the chulin would be forbidden to a non-kohen. For Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Reicha Lav Milsihi, smell is not significant. So therefore, even though the bread does have some smell from the wine of truma, since it does not have any taste from the wine, the bread would be permitted to a non-kohen. Rabbi Yosei Matir B'Shalchita, Bo'oyser B'Shal Sa'orim, B'Pnei Shahat Sa'orim Shalavas. Rabbi Yosei differentiates between whether the bread is made out of wheat or if it's made out of barley. If the bread is made out of wheat, Rabbi Yosei would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the bread would be permitted. As Rabbi Yosei agrees that Reicha Lav Milsihi, smell is not significant, and since all the bread has is the smell of truma, it would be permitted to a non-kohen. If the bread is made out of barley, Rabbi Yosei would agree with Rabbi Meir that the bread is forbidden. Even though Rabbi Yosei holds that smell is not significant, but the nature of barley is that it absorbs the moisture from the wine. So therefore, this bread of barley contains more than the smell of wine. It contains the moisture from the wine of truma, and since the bread contains moisture from wine of truma, according to Rabbi Yosei, the bread would be forbidden to a non-kohen. Sechet Trumai Parag Yud Mishnah Dala Tanor Shehisiko B'Kamon Shal Truma V'Afobo. An oven that was heated up using cumin of truma. You use the cumin of truma as firewood to heat up the oven. And you bake some bread of chulin in the oven. Hapas Muterez Shein Tam Kamon Ela Rea Kamon. The bread of chulin would be permitted to a non-kohen because the bread of chulin does not have any taste from the cumin of truma. It only has a smell from cumin of truma. And the Tana of this Mishnah holds that Reicha Lav Milsihi, that smell is not significant. That even though chulin has smell from truma, that does not cause the chulin to be forbidden to a non-kohen. And even though you have benefited from the truma, as you use the truma for firewood to heat up the oven, but it's not forbidden for a non-kohen to have benefit from truma. It's only forbidden for him to eat the truma. And in this case, you're not eating the truma. There's no taste from the truma in the chulin. So therefore, the bread that is baked in the oven that was heated up using cumin or truma would be permitted.